from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, you're kissing Chase Utley, and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
Pal
read,
around.
I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, sh**. They're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second round of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that on the Fan podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Joe and I are laughing in the break. How much does Luis Castillo make?
Luis Castillo, 24 mil, just above.
Luis Castillo makes $24 million a year. That means the entire starting rotation of the Seattle Mariners is under $30 million a year.
Yeah. And actually, with that starting pitcher salary, not hard to trade at all.
George Kirby makes $750.
Excuse me, $798.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Don't want to shortchange him.
I mean, come on.
We'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we always do. There is the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further. They treat you right. During, before, and after the sale of Vancouver Ford, visit VancouverFord.com, plus YouTube.com/1080AM. The Fan. Let's move along from the Mariners, and I completely forgot about this, Joe. Joe and I text about what we want to do for the show, and there's always some major story that I forget about because it happened on, like, a Wednesday. And I remember hearing this and going, oh, this, we should lead the show with this. I just didn't expect the Mariners to be the worst team in baseball. There is a report that MLB is interested in throwing around the idea of forcing starters to pitch 6 innings.
Terrible.
To increase the concept that starting pitchers are valued more. This comes on the heels of expanded bases, pitch clock, ghost runners, and things that Major League Baseball, for the most part, has been successful at increasing runs, but also shortening the length of games. My friends, I open this to you. 6 inning minimum requirement, unless you give up like 5 runs.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that the next time you need to negotiate with the MLBPA if you're going to make that happen. You're going to have to give up a lot of concessions for that to actually go through. Because it's not going to.
Do you think they're more mad that, like, Garrett Cole only threw 5 or Crochet only threw 4? Or do you think they just really hate the opener?
I was going to say, whenever they see the opener, they're just like, damn it.
I hate this.
This is so dumb. It's like, how are you going to, like, and what is it? A couple weeks ago, I think we were this was off air, but we were looking at, like, the future Hall of Famers. Like, who's going to be next up in the next ballot.
I love looking at that.
And I think outside of CeCe, Sabathia, like after him, like there ain't a lot of starting pitchers that are going to be eligible over the next few years.
Yeah, we're waiting on Scherzer and Kershaw and
Verlander
to retire, who none of them have and plan to pitch next year.
Yeah, so that will be the next kind of wave of starting pitchers. But to me, it's like, I get it, but, and I don't know if it's a stats thing, like they just want to see dudes go into the seventh, eighth, ninth, have those 20 win seasons, have those, you know, insane numbers at the end of the year with strikeout totals and go and have long careers with 3,000 strikeouts. It's like, why? Why do you need this?
Earlier today, I was with a buddy and he was looking at the TBS broadcast. It was before the Braves Phillies game started. And he goes, that's Pedro Martinez, right? And I was like, yeah. And he says, he was pretty great. And I was like, yeah. And
some, so I kind of
like,
say.
I kind of like went into why Pedro was so great. So my question is are we is this rule to increase the game, or is this rule to increase notoriety of pitchers? You know, do we want Dylan Cease to be as famous as Pedro Martinez? Do we want Paul Skenes to be as famous as Roy Halladay? You know, do we want like some of these young flamethrowers, like that kid Francis in Toronto? Do we want him to be as famous as Clayton Kershaw? Like, is that why? Like, I struggle to find the positive of forcing studs to go six innings if they've given up three and it's 3-0 in the fifth.
What's
the positive? Are we going to sell jerseys of Dylan Cease because he goes into the sixth and gives up two more runs and it's 5-0?
Like, starting pitchers, they're going past six innings already. Like, I'm not saying all the time, obviously, but it's like,
all fantasy leagues are quality starts. Like, they're not wins anymore. They're all quality starts.
There are dudes throwing complete games. There are dudes throwing no-hitters. There are guys that are awesome pitchers that are starters. You can't get upset. Like, so what if teams are strategizing and trying to win games in a different way than before and trying to preserve arms and pitch counts and innings? And like, again, you say it.
Is it a ticket sales thing? Like, if I'm going to a Rays game on a Tuesday and it should be Shane McClanahan, but it's Pete Fairbanks opening instead, and so now I'm mad?
Listen, we love baseball, so whether it's, you know, a offensive game, whether it's a pitcher's duel, whatever, like, we love baseball, right? But I don't see, like, oh, so are you doing this so that way pitchers can start getting shelled towards the end of the game, like, yeah, and then
more runs scored. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of is, yeah, that they, like, want more runs scored
in the sixth inning. Like, yeah. Oh, dude, I'm gassed.
Because let's,
like, well, I don't care if you've thrown 100 pitches, you haven't hit that sixth inning mark.
Let's
yet.
Be real. The third through the sixth can be some slow baseball.
You're not wrong. Yeah. Let me tinfoil hat it though here for a second, y'all.
I love tinfoil hats.
Kind of going the opposite on this. So back in the day, like, we're talking 40s through like 70s, 80s, even into the 90s, kind of the last decade, I think, that you really saw pitchers going like almost like every inning, you know, most of the time. Like, I think of Nolan Ryan, just an Iron Man, and I think he pitched until about 93, and, you know, your Braves trio going 7 and 8 most of their starts. I feel like baseball's trying to get back to that and maybe forcing, you know, starting pitchers. And actually, back in the day when they did throw more, they threw differently, but they were injured a lot less. So maybe this is baseball trying to get back to, like, yesteryear as far as, kind of, you mentioned pitchers being a big star, big names in the league selling tickets, but also keeping them on the field more. And I know this sounds kind of counterintuitive, but if you can get them pitching and pitching more innings in the correct way, they will stop blowing out their arms. And maybe this is a part of that equation of MLB trying to fix that. I don't know.
That sounds to me like the person that argues 90s NBA was better than what we have today.
I hear you there.
Like, how can we go back? Because, I mean, some of the greatest pitchers of all time, with the exception of, like, the Tom Seavers of the world, the greatest pitchers of all time are in the 60s and the 90s and early 2000s. It's Bob Gibson, Sandy Koufax, Whitey Ford, and Roger Clemens, Pedro Martinez, Greg Maddux.
I would say Dave Steeb and Jack Morris don't get enough credit for their 80s success, but that's just me.
But they're not.
They're not
Randy Johnson.
No. They were their Johnson of the 80s, but not as talented.
Well, also, I think that I mean, it's just also a money factor. Like, there's so much money put into these guys now and these players that they're like, I want to keep making money.
When the Yankees make the playoffs in game one, they're going to throw Gerrit Cole, and he's going to throw five innings. I don't care if he's dealing. He could have 60 pitches.
They've got an elite bullpen.
He's getting pulled in fifth, after the fifth. He's not going out for the sixth.
No, you need
guys throwing. That's a $32 million guy.
You need guys throwing 102, though, from the sixth to the ninth.
Yeah, it's just, there's part of me in postseason baseball, like that part does kind of irk me when guys are getting pulled that early.
Yeah, like the Blake Snell thing from the Rays in the World Series. Man. Like, I fully supported Cash leaving him out there. It didn't work out. That's why you blame him. But I fully believe that. Pedro Martinez argued to stay with Grady Little in 2003, and he stayed in and gave it up, and it cost Grady Little a job. But they won the World Series the next year.
Yeah, I just, when it comes to postseason, like, if you got a guy that is cooking, like, I would like to see him go as far as he can, but I understand that you're trying to win a ball game and strategy and trying to make the right moves to preserve your guys throughout a playoff run holds precedent. It's a long MLB season. Again, you have invested a lot of money in these guys where you don't want to have them blowing their elbows out. Guys are already doing that as is. Like, we've talked about how the increase of elbow surgeries over the last 10 years versus the previous 10 years are four or five times more than they used to be. So guys are doing this and trying to be limited as well. Like, remember Steven Strasburg? Yeah, he's retired now because they tried to limit him, one of the best pitchers that we thought we were ever going to see, and he had a great run for a very small window, but that's because of his arm just being like crab meat. And again, these guys, they want to preserve him, and with the amount of money you have invested in them, and I know it kills me, I rip on George Kirby, but it's more so just kind of like poke the bear a little bit of Schultzy, but it's like, these guys have way too much invested in their arms and the longevity of it to last their careers, so that way they can make a lot of money. And to say, like, no, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. And I understand they have the rule about the earned runs, too. Like, after, I think it's four earned runs.
I think it's five or four. It might be four.
Yeah. I thought I read it was four. Like,
but we already do that.
Yes.
Like, guys get pulled after four runs anyway.
To me, it's so dumb.
It makes me feel like it's grasping at straws to increase the entertainment value. It makes me think like, okay, Chiefs-Ravens AFC Championship, okay? It's the end of the third quarter. We're going to the fourth quarter. Chiefs are up on the Ravens 19-10, okay? Two scores, right? Two scores. Ravens got to score twice to get ahead of it. And Andy Reid says, run the ball. Run the ball. Waste the clock. Run the ball. But it's like, no. Your quarterback has to throw at least twice on your four downs to try to make something happen. It kind of seems like that. Like, the team got ahead and did well, but it's like, how do we get the other team back in this game?
Yeah, it's starting not to feel like a real competitive game.
Yeah.
Starting to the three batter rule for relievers, I get that was more so a time thing than a competitive thing, but really it is starting to leak into, well, let's even out the competitiveness and make it like more of a little league game. Let's not do that.
No. You better if you don't like it's like pitchers when batters do a bat flip. If you're mad about a bat flip, quit throwing meat.
Exactly. Well, and I see Madison Bumgarner, one of the worst offenders of that, always pumping his fist when he strikes people out and then gets mad at people. Run faster! It's like, dude, really?
Quit giving up meat.
Yeah, double standard.
They say that the three instances of where a starter can get pulled, he throws 100 pitches, he gives up four or more earned runs, or he gets injured. Hey, my elbow
How many
hurts.
Times have you seen a guy throw 100 pitches in four innings?
Well, or five.
Six.
Actually. Yeah. I mean, but
never.
But also, what's stopping a player or a manager just being like going out there in the fifth and just being like, oh, his elbow hurts.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Then he's got to go on the DL.
Fake injuries galore.
Oh, with a required injured list.
If you are pulled for an injury, you have to go on the DL.
Read the parentheses, Joe.
But hey, you can come back if you're replacing another injured player. So there's some rules they can mess with.
The good news is that I don't think this is ever going to happen. The better news is that Joe is going to try a spicy lentil wrap on the air, and we're going to do that next, plus fair or foul at the bottom of the hour. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos. 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We have Fair or Foul coming up in about 15 minutes, but we're going to go off script here for a little bit. Well, not off script because we've been planning this since about 7 o'clock. Joe was looking at me like I was crazy because I have this lentil wrap, and Joe thinks it sounds terrible. And they just looked at it and looked at me like, oh my God.
Dude, there's nothing
why
in
do
it.
I have to eat this?
It's just mush. Is what it is.
It is not mush. There's onions.
It looks like mush.
There's lentils. It's really good. That yeah, you don't want a ton of sauce. A little bit is good.
All right.
It's a thinner sauce.
Yeah, I lifted it up, and again, I know that you said that there wasn't meat, but my brain was already like playing tricks like, oh yeah, you'll see some chicken in there. There's nothing in here.
No, it is lentils and bulgur wheat. Bulgur wheat is like a fiber-rich brown rice type thing. And there's some lettuce in there, some other veggies, and some onions.
Cabbage.
On a very nice wrap.
All right, it's not that bad.
Yeah, see?
I'm going to go in for one more.
Yeah, baby, see, this is what I'm talking about. Open your mind. I am not a vegan. I am not a vegetarian. I am not a carnivore. I am somebody that eats food that's very good.
Listen, I can taste the mush part of it.
Sure, there's a little textural involved in it.
But I appreciate the spice.
The spice is really nice.
Got a little kick. I like the bread, this kind of non-textured bread.
Mm-hmm. It's like not quite tortilla, not quite flat bread.
You're lucky I'm just really hungry.
He'll eat anything right now.
Yeah. You could have served up a steaming pile of crap to me, and I'd probably be like, you know, let me take a woof.
So this is one of my go-to things at the old TJ. Like, I think this thing is phenomenal.
Ah, okay. It's a TJ's item. Yeah, love that stuff.
TJ doesn't miss, man.
They don't.
All right.
I'm proud of you.
Maybe it was the sauce. I'll give the sauce.
Stepping into new dimensions.
Now, the only thing I will say about this wrap is they give you two of those. I've never eaten both of them in my entire life.
Ah, there you go. Cheap,
because
too.
It's not good?
Because it's a lot of food, Joe, and I don't eat a ton of food.
Why not? You need to hit your caloric intake.
I get my caloric intake.
Yeah. Cheers to that. Yeah.
Beer and lettuce wraps.
Tell you what, man, the caloric deficit is a tough thing to hit. I have officially gone jogging. What is it?
Jogging.
Five of the last eight. Wait, six. No, five of the last 9 days. I'm trying to do math. 5 of the last 9 days.
Oh, good for you.
Yes. Just a light jog, you know, maybe a mile and a half to 2 miles, somewhere around there. But trying to not stuff your face with food throughout the day, or my biggest problem is going for the second helping at dinner.
Yep.
And eating, it's like, just because you're not full doesn't mean you have to keep eating till you're full.
Yeah, well, apparently it takes 15 minutes for your stomach to tell your brain that you are full.
Like, stop.
Yeah. And so in those 15 minutes, you're like, yeah, dude, I'm still hungry.
And that's why they always encourage you to slow down when you're eating.
And that's when you overeat.
Text line's great. They asked if you remembered when you reviewed Trader Joe's beers.
Oof. One of the all-time greatest episodes in the history of Beers on Us is when me and Voldemort reviewed TJ beers. The other great one was when we did non-alcoholic beers. I don't know which one's funnier. I lived through both of them, and they were both atrocious. But TJ beers are really, really rough. But then people are like, dude, I got this six pack of 8% double IPA for $4.99. And I'm like, yeah.
I love how they call
what you paid for
their Mexican beer Trader Jose.
Trader Jose, dude. I mean, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And then I had it and I wanted to vomit.
Oh, they got a Joseph brew. The Hefeweizen is called a Joseph brew. I like it.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's all Joe. You know, it's like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, but I like it. Just a Joseph brew. Or is it Joseph Bra?
We should start calling fish over here Trader Fish.
Trader Fish.
I like
Trader
that.
Fish.
I got to come up with some trades, though. I gotta. Maybe that we make that a thing where I start just throwing out some wild trades and have a segment every few weeks.
The Mariners might need a new GM.
Trader Bob, call him. He traded Brian Grant for Sean Kemp. Let's go.
Trader Jose. That is hilarious.
I mean, it's insanely awesome marketing. I was at a Trader Joe's once, and this Hispanic looking man looked at it and he went, Trader Jose. We should try that. And I was like, marketing.
Done.
Did you have it with a lime?
I did not. I had it straight up.
Maybe that would have made it
I
better.
Don't know if the lime was going to save it. I really don't.
Lime and salt.
By the way, if you want to hear that, you can check those out. Like, all those Beers on Us podcasts are still alive. You can find the Trader Joe's. What I really wanted to do with the Swinge Voldemort himself was I wanted to... Now, Trader Joe's stores most of their beers warm. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to buy a bunch of Trader Joe's beer, put them in a cooler... and flash cool them, and then do the podcast from a Trader Joe's parking lot. Because if you've ever been to a Trader Joe's parking lot, it's some of the worst parking lot you can ever imagine in your life. We are really close to the 21st and Gleason parking lot. That place is an absolute nightmare. If you go to the Hollywood Trader Joe's, that place is an absolute nightmare. I have a new one in Sam Creek, and the parking lot is absolutely wonderful.
They need to go
suburbs.
They need to go a little bit more southwest with the Trader Joe's. I think that they just added one in like the King City area.
I have no idea where that is.
King City, like Tigard.
I know where that is. Tigard.
Yeah. Tigard. That's about as southwest as it goes, the Trader Joe's. But I think Newburgh with the wine and the bouginess of Newburgh. I don't know if anyone's ever said that, but I think it's time for a TJ Newburgh.
I bought some good cheese from TJ's. A little bit of wine. They've got some cool crackers as well.
See, that's what I'm saying. Newburgh is bougie, man. You got the wine. You got a few good little meat markets, cheese markets out there. It's time for a TJ.
Real quickly, before we get too fair or foul, I do want to let it breeze, so I don't want to go off tangent too far. The top five records in baseball, as we're fighting for the best record in baseball, there is the Orioles, the Yankees, the Phillies, the Dodgers. Do you know the fifth team?
The San Diego Padres.
No.
The Cleveland Guardians.
No.
Your Cleveland Guardians. The Milwaukee Brewers.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
Are we going to ever talk about them?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Not until they won a playoff series.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I don't think so. I saw
those
that today.
Poor Brewers. They get their manager poached from them and then still have one of the best teams in the league. Possibly going to be the number one seed.
I know. I saw that and I was like, wow, I should talk about... No, I'm not going to talk about that. All right, when we come back, it is Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. Before we do that, we'll throw it over to Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. Without any further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy. What do you got for us today?
I think I got some stumpers for you guys, although I don't know. We're getting to the end of the season. You guys have been in on it hard.
The big stumper.
Big stumper to big dumper. Do you see the big dumper, by the way? You can now dump your girlfriend or boyfriend via video message from the big dumper at a Mariners game.
Cal Raleigh.
Cool. Yeah, Cal Raleigh will break up with your Ciggo for you.
I'm sure girlfriends would be very confused. Who are you? Where's my boyfriend?
Well, I bet it's going to be a lot of girls calling and the boys going to the Mariners game for finding out. But anyways, guys, speaking of a Mariners opponent that they haven't really dealt with so well this year, the Houston Astros, of course, in first place in the AL West, have been playing some really good baseball as of late. Alex Bregman turning it on.
I was just about to say hello, Alex Bregman. Yeah, welcome to baseball again.
All of a sudden, I mean, he had like four home runs in four games last week or the week before that, just keeps hitting. I know that they've lost Jose Altuve to injury, but it just like doesn't matter. Him and Kyle Tucker are out, right? But Alvarez keep hitting. It does not matter.
Yeah, and who knows? They fill the void. Kyle Tucker might be back for the playoffs, and he's so good that he could just be ready.
Well, fair or foul, guys, the Houston Astros have the best record in baseball since May 1st. Fair or foul?
Oh, since May 1st. Okay.
I did a little change up from our earlier convo.
Well, I was looking at post All-Star break earlier. So you're saying
since May 1st. So just minus the first month of the season.
Go for it, Patrick.
I'll say foul on this. I do think Death by a Thousand Cuts is coming on strong, and I am going to be very, very mad when I look at the ALCS and it's Yankees Astros or Orioles Astros and it's in game six. I'm going to be very, very upset about that. But I don't think they really came on until a little bit later than that. Plus, they get a big benefit from Seattle falling off so hard. So I think they've, despite being very, very good, the best record since May 1st, I might say is the New York Yankees. So I'll say foul. I could be wrong on the Yanks, but I'll say foul. Bonus question, I think, even that I don't know, because they had that slow start. But I will say foul that it's not the Astros.
I think I actually know the answer to this as far as what team it is. I'm going to say foul as well, and I believe it is the Minnesota Twins.
Ooh, sexy. The Twins are on a streak right now.
I can't believe I actually stumped both of you guys.
Damn it.
That is fair. The Houston Astros have the best record in MLB. I'm on StatMuse right now. Since May 1st, they are 58-38 in that time. That does count the loss that they just suffered to the Red Sox. In Houston, the Mariners 47-48 in that stretch. But here are your teams 2, 3, and 4. The Padres at number 2, 56-37. The Doyers at 55-39. And then your Yankees at 54-40.
Whoa, not my Yankees.
I'm saying your Yankees because I know how much you love Aaron Boone, my friend.
bonus question. Raise your hand if you can name the manager of the Astros.
Joe Espada.
I was
going
to say Joe something.
Because I could not for the life of me think of it right now.
Just a lifelong bench coach until he got the gig, I think, under Dusty Baker for quite a bit.
Well, they couldn't give it to somebody with clout because anybody with clout has been banned from baseball or they manage the Red Sox. What's next, Schultzy?
I love it. All right, guys, let's go from a really good team to, I would say, a player on a really bad team, and that is Marlins third baseman Jake Berger. Chubby kid. Looks like me. Looks like he eats a lot of burgers, but he's been hitting bombs, been hitting whammies. Actually surprised at his stats in the last 30 days, guys. Fair or foul, Jake Berger of the Marlins leads all hitters in home runs over the last 30 days. Fair or foul?
I'm going to say foul, just because I have not watched a lick of Marlins baseball
as
over the last 30 days.
Gosh,
I know that Machado's been on a solid tear over the last... gosh, I just heard a stat the other day. It might have been the last 35 games, but maybe it was 35 days. I'm going to say foul. I'm not going to put a name on it, but I don't think it's going to be Berger.
I am also going to go with foul, and I think because the answer is my Yankee, Aaron Judge. He hit his 45th today, and if it's not Aaron Judge, it's Juan Soto. As cool as it is for Berger and the Marlins, I'm with Joe. There's no reason to watch them. I would love this to be fair. I think it'd be really cool. However, he'll probably go high in a fantasy draft next year and hit 12 bombs all year and get DFA'd.
I guess I stumped you guys again. It is actually fair. Jake Berger leading the league in the last 30 days with 12 whammies. Ketel Marte and Juan Soto have 11.
Ketel Marte hasn't played in like 2 weeks.
He still hit a bunch of bombs. He's actually, yeah, he shows 21 games played in these 30 days. So, still hit a bunch of bombs. And then Tyler Fitzgerald pretty high up on the list.
Ooh, the kid for the Giants.
Yeah, 10 home runs. Yeah, and then Guerrero Santander also with 10 along with Corey Seager. So there you go. I'm trying to find Aaron Judge. He's all the way down at 9 along with Ohtani and Ozuna.
By the way, it's funny as you walk through that list. Tyler Fitzgerald has been a fun story for the Giants right now. But boy, have we slept on Vladdy.
No kidding.
Since the All-Star break.
Since the haircut.
Since the haircut, Vladdy is just unreal.
I want to say he's won Player of the Week, definitely once, but a couple times now. Like, he had 1 week where he had, like, a bazillion extra base hits.
It was like the second we gave up on Toronto, Vladdy started mashing. Anyway, just food for thought.
Hey, no, it's his dad's hair, baby. He was already good, and then he got his dad's haircut, lost the dreads, looks literally like a spitting image of his dad in the batter's box.
Start hitting without gloves, my friend.
Man, I watched Vlad Guerrero hit a double off of a pitch in the dirt.
Me too.
Like, that dude was so good, and we see his son now being almost as good. All right, guys, so fair or foul number 3, away from the stump yous and trying to get some opinions out of you all. So very weird season in baseball in that we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We have not had any elite teams. No one really at the top of the pile, just way, way better than everybody else, guys. And I think a bunch of people are tied, like you were just mentioning, the leaders in wins all around like 75 or 74, up there with the Yankees, the Dodgers, those numbers. So fair or foul, guys, just looking at the stretches left, which is about, 35 games, and seeing what team totals are, we will not have a 100-team win this season in MLB. Fair or foul?
I say foul. It's just a lot of the great teams that started off hot have cooled off, two of those being the Yankees and the Phillies. I mean, the best record in baseball right now is the Dodgers, I believe.
Yeah, 74 wins.
So, 74, what's their record?
Orioles also have 74, but they're 74-53. Dodgers are 74-52.
So, yeah. That put them at 127. So, yeah, about 35 games left. So, and the way that they're playing, they're not going to go 20. Like, the way that the Orioles playing, they're definitely not going 26-10 the rest of the season. The Dodgers have not been that consistent lately. They've been playing better than, if you want to compare them to the best teams in the MLB, they've been playing better. But Orioles, Yankees have been inconsistent. Guardians have been inconsistent. Phillies have been one of the worst teams in MLB record-wise since the All-Star break.
Yep.
I'm spacing on the other division. I mean, the Brewers have been one of the better teams of late. But again,
they're going to coast in the playoffs. There's no reason. They're 11 and a half games up in the
season. And they're at what, 72 wins?
73.
73. So I say fair. There will not be a 100-game winner this year.
You know what? I'm going to be optimistic, and I'm going to say foul.
What?
No, that was right. Foul. She said, yes, foul, there will not be. So he's saying that there will be. Yeah.
I think there will be. I think someone will sneak it in. I think someone will sneak in 100 games. We'll do 100 even.
All right.
It's not going to be 101.
Like,
it's
going to be 100 even. The pennant again.
Maybe somebody just kind of gets hot at the end and kind of gets it. If I were a betting man, I would put it on the Los Angeles Angels of Doyers, and I will choose the Dodgers.
All right, guys, final fair or foul. Of course, we did talk about it, I believe, early in the 8 o'clock hour ago podcast, this show, wherever you get your podcasts, and on 1080thefan.com. Talking about the league, at least throwing around discussions of implementing a 6-inning limit for starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. I'm not sure that's the best way to go. We all kind of lamented it why it's not really the greatest plan going forward, but obviously MLB making rule changes upon rule changes, the bigger bases, the pitch clock, all kinds of things to make the game speed up and increase runs. I like them. I think that we've gotten maybe to a bit better spot in the game, but in my opinion, there is a spot where it does become too much. So guys, fair or foul, Major League Baseball should put a 5-year moratorium on changing rules. Fair or foul?
One of my biggest complaints about the NFL and I always get pushback on this. One thing that really bothers me about the NFL is that I feel like going into every season, I don't know the rules anymore. Whether it's pass interference, kickoffs, touching the quarterback, I feel like I am confused, and I am a sports fan and a radio host in the sports market. And I don't watch the NFL as much as, say, you two do, but I still watch it enough that I know how the game works. One of my biggest complaints is that I don't know what's happening every year. I would say fair. I think baseball made huge steps. I hate the ghost runner. I absolutely hate the ghost runner.
Agreed.
But the pitch clock worked. The larger bases worked. And I was very anti both of those as an old man on my lawn. And I've come around on them.
Shrinking the roster size from 40 to 28 in September even worked as well. And I was against that.
Right. But I get worried that it's like, hey, we started tinkering and this works. Let's tinker more. And that's what bothers me about the NFL. Sometimes the NBA does it, but it's more the NFL. I am fair on this. It might not be 5 years, but a moratorium of just like, let's see how things flesh out long term. You know, three batters per reliever. Let's see how it fleshes out before we say, oh, 1 year of success, let's make more. No. Baseball is rooted in the same rules for 175 years. Let's let it breathe for a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to say fair on this. Whether, kind of like what Patrick said, whether 5 years is right or not, I mean, you know, to each his own. But I feel like, yeah, there's just too much of a knee-jerk reaction on rules in the MLB. In sports in general, I would say the NBA, of the three leagues, probably does the least amount of changing when it comes to, like, rules and things. If anything, it's minor tweaks to stop flopping or
but
like
I feel
that,
like, but they do little things that you don't see. They, like, tell refs, don't call this.
Yeah,
you right, know? Right. But it's not an official rule.
But, yeah, I agree. It's just I feel like that the MLB... at one point, it's like, how many more levers can you pull to try and change the game to the way that you want it to be played as a league and generate more offense when we're now having the season that has one of the lowest batting averages ever? I like the idea of a moratorium and having rule changes paused. 5 years, maybe too long, three, four. But again, I feel like, get a sample size of this actually works rather than be like, oh, yeah, it worked. All right, let's see what else we can do.
I feel like you open yourself to bad choices.
Yeah.
Instead of writing your good choices. All right, that is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot corner, Tenny the Fan. Next week, I am out as I start the beginning of pilgrimage.
What?
Pilgrimage.
What?
I'm confused.
Go to a powwow? Yeah.
Tuesday, I'll be in Bend. I get home on Wednesday, and then Thursday, I leave for the Gorge.
Oh.
I do 4 shows in 6 days.
You and that damn Dave Matthews.
I will see you there.
At the Gorge?
Yes, I'm going to head up. I think that Sunday show works best for me since we're all off on Labor Day, so my wife and I are going to make a day of it, and we're going to head up for that Sunday show.
Well, I'll be there. Probably a shell of myself, but I'll be there.
I'll buy you a beer, brother.
I'll be there. What are my Sunday tickets? Do I get paid on Sunday? I don't remember. But some fun things to look around the league. Red Sox beat the Astros, which is music to everyone's ears if you don't hate the Red Sox like I do. The Angels beat the Royals. I love that the Royals are making a serious push to get to the playoffs. That's really, really fun. Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2. Braves, Phillies. I watched some of this game. That was actually a really entertaining game, especially for national television on TBS. Zach Wheeler did really well until he gave up a bomb to Ozuna in the sixth.
Dude, the Phillies might give up not just the one seed, but the two seed. They are now tied with the Brewers for the second best record.
That would be absolutely wild. The division is theirs, but it would be wild to see that. Orioles beat the Mets. So they stave off that. And honestly, the game of the day right now is Guardians beat the Yankees 9-5. That game was 3-3 going into extras. And in the 12th, the Indians got 6 runs off that bullpen. That is a preview of the American League playoffs. And if the Cleveland Guardians, whose offense is really meh, can tag 6th and the 12th off the Yankees, you should be very concerned if you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I mean, was it Clay Holmes? He blew another save the other night.
Leads the league in it.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, I know we've talked about this a little bit now about no great team, but every one of these best teams in the league has a flaw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a major flaw at that. Like, Orioles, every one of their starting pitchers' arms is falling off.
And Burns kind of got hit around last time he threw, which is just one, but when everybody's hurt, that's scary.
Yeah, Yankees, Clay Holmes is a huge problem for them in pitching. Cleveland Guardians starting pitching for them. The Houston Astros right now are looking like
the most
best
complete
team in baseball.
Yeah.
Damn it.
With Verlander back tomorrow or Thursday. Yeah. I didn't see that coming. There's a great game on right now, and that's Twins-Padres. Two teams really fighting. It's 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth.
You'd say the Padres are probably the best team in baseball the way that they're playing. I mean, best record since the All-Star break.
And the Twins are no slouch in the American League. Like, the Twins have been kind of the, you know, I use this term a lot, objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. The Twins have been really good. Royce Lewis seems to be staying healthy. And they're still waiting on Carlos Correa to get off the DL, but they're playing well. They're playing well.
Yeah.
Mariners leading the Dodgers 3-2 in the fifth.
Yeah, oh, but Otani's already hit a triple. I'm
going to say that's not going to last long.
No, it's not.
As far as teams that have just choked it towards the back half of the season, I mean, the Phillies are 11-18. Since the All-Star break.
That's really bad. That team on paper, you were asking me earlier about teams on paper. That team on paper, you've got Harper, Schwarber, Turner, Realmuto, Castellanos, Stott, Alec Bohm. I just named 7.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the...
Should be a loaded offense.
Got multiple links here, and I'm getting all thrown around and bamboozled here. 11-18 since the All-Star break. The Cardinals, they were kind of competing for a wild card spot. They have completely fallen off of a cliff as well.
Yeah, the NL Central has been extremely disappointing to me this year.
It was going to be.
I really thought it was going to be fun.
I did too. That was one of the, I remember when we did our divisional preview, we were like, dude, this could be the most competitive division in baseball with the Cubs.
The Cruz kids in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, like O'Neill and Ellie, like we thought they were going to be. And Ellie has been amazing. Like, that's no shot at Ellie. But O'Neill has been a little, I thought the Cubs were going to win the division, and boy, they suck.
Yeah.
And I don't know which direction they want to go. They let go of Hector Neris today. It's like, okay, well, you still got to pay him, and you're not going anywhere, so why not just have him throw? I don't know.
It's very bizarre season as far as teams we thought were going to be good or interesting, and again, the teams that kind of separated themselves from the pack, but still it's like not really separating themselves as much this year. Again, the Orioles and Yankees in the post-All-Star break, I mean, they are 500 teams, basically. Yankees 15-12, Orioles 16-15. The Guardians, since All-Star break, 14-15.
Yeah, just come back down to earth a little bit. Let me ask you a question a little bit about the Diamondbacks. Okay, Christian Walker still on the DL, though he's taking swings, should be back in a week or so. Is the Ketel Marte injury their death nail, or can they survive that? Because he got hurt. It was a little bit of like Kyle Tucker. Like, it looked like nothing big, and then he was out, and then he came back and was like, oh, I can't go. And you're like, okay, well, that makes sense. And then he came back again and was like, I really can't go. Obviously, it's alarming because he is a huge force. But will they survive this?
He has had such a great season, man. Like, he has made up for a lot of inconsistencies in that lineup as well. Like, him and Lourdes Gurriel, like, Jock Peterson, like, those guys have been carrying this team this year.
And Josh Bell acquisition at the deadline looks huge for them.
That helped. I think it is huge not having him because he has been your most consistent bat all year long. He's going to finish top five MVP. If you can't have him for this stretch run, I mean, like, playoffs are feeling pretty good right now at this point.
Yeah, you think we're set?
But yeah, I mean, like, if you look at the wild card, the team that's holding to that last wild card spot in the National League, besides the Padres and the Diamondbacks, is the Braves. They're holding on to that.
No one believes in the Mets.
No, not really. I mean, they kind of had a nice little run right there, run there in the middle of the season with Grimace, but the Braves,
they can't play defense. They feel like a little league team.
The Braves, though, I mean,
which is hilarious because they have the best defensive shortstop in baseball.
And listen, it's 2.5 games.
Yeah.
Like, you know, things could change literally this weekend.
Right.
And the way that the Braves, I mean, Austin Riley, he's probably looking like he's done for the year.
Yeah.
Like, again, another Braves player is injured. Tell me when you've heard that.
Yeah. I mean, Gio Urshela has had an okay season in Detroit. But they basically let him go because they were like, hey, you can go find a team to play for. We don't want you in the future. And, yeah, do you know that the Braves, their best starting nine lineup has only played one game together this year?
This season opener.
And that was opening day.
I'm not surprised. Again, like, dudes have just been falling apart on that team. And it's unfortunate, too, when you get a career year out of Chris Sale.
It's insane what Chris Sale is doing. Yeah. I hate it with all fires and beings in my body. But yeah, he's going to win the Cy Young.
I mean, is he?
Yeah, I think so.
2.62 ERA, 14 wins, which I think is tied for the most in
Nobody
the MLB.
Cares about wins.
What are you talking about? Trying to restore the greatness of the starting pitcher, Patrick.
How many innings did he pitch?
Did we talk about this earlier?
How many innings has he pitched?
He's at 140, which...
Oh, that's surprising. I thought it was higher than that.
Well, the highest inning total for a pitcher this year so far is like around the 166 mark. Again, we need to restore the greatness of the starting pitcher. What is happening?
Minimum 6 innings only. All right, well, that'll do it for us. There's a lot to still digest for the baseball season. I'll be out next week, but these two will hold it down, and I'll see you the week after that as we get into September. And that's the final stretch. Have we said the last thing we need to say about the Mariners? We'll see how that goes. Plus, there's a lot to just keep eyes on as wild card race heats up and see how guys go down the stretch. Plus, we have awards and things like that we got to think about. Outside of that, that'll do it for us. For Jordan Schultz, that's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.